Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2900, How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby, part one by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And I have a bit of a longer post. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby, part one by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. At some point, someone may have said, or maybe you just thought it, you're just being a big baby. Well, let's take a look and see if that's really the case. There goes that word just. Be suspicious whenever anyone uses the word just. But even if we get rid of that word, we're still left with the question, are you being a big baby? You're a big baby when your birth certificate documents say you're an adult, but you're not acting like one. 5'6", but it's like your legs can barely reach the floor. You vote, drive, smoke cigarettes, drink, cuss, and have a bank account, $200,000 in mortgage debt, a job, 4 kids, and a wife. Your skin is starting to wrinkle and sag, but you might as well be wearing diapers and sucking on a pacifier. You're a big baby when you should have learned something by now, but you haven't. There are 5 signs of true adulthood. 5 indications you can stand on your own 2 feet and take care of yourself. Responsibility, composure, civility, perseverance, and wisdom. 5 things to look for, and if they're missing, you know you're being a big baby. Number 1, responsibility. Adults make their own decisions and accept responsibility for them. Babies have to be told what to do and cannot be blamed. When babies make a mess, Mommy and Daddy are there to clean it up. You know you're an adult when you realize that real people get hurt or helped by the actions you take. What you do has an effect. You're willing to admit your responsibility even if it goes badly. You're willing to accept the consequences and you don't manipulate others into cleaning up your messes. You clean up your side of the fence even if the other guy hasn't cleaned up his. You're a big baby when you avoid responsibility by maneuvering others into making decisions for you. If you provoke someone into throwing the first punch and then say it's all his fault, or when you devalue your marriage and then pout, she divorced you. You know that when it looks as though you're not deciding, you're still making a decision, just deciding not to decide. You can be decisive when called for or await further study if that's what's needed. An adult is the author of her own life, the originator of her own emotions. She doesn't blame others for making her feel a certain way, and she doesn't make them responsible for feeling different. He doesn't look for someone else to swoop in and save the day. You're the one who swoops in and saves the day for others who cannot be expected to help themselves. Being a responsible grown-up enables you to get close to others. Others can trust you, so they want you around. You get put in charge. They listen to your opinion because you're willing to stand by it. Other people are not so powerful when you're an adult. You are their equals. You can say no. You can seek advice and let yourself be influenced by others because the final decision is yours anyway. You can change your mind when warranted. You can be flexible without losing your identity. If you have trouble accepting responsibility, you'll feel like a victim. You'll be playing the victim. You'll be angry that others don't pick up your share. You'll be hurt that they don't seem to care for you. Everyone will seem so mean. Number 2, composure. A baby needs to be soothed and comforted because he can't do it on his own. Every setback is the end of the world. A baby cannot see the big picture or know that things will, in time, pass. To a baby, there is no time. There's only now, and when now sucks, it sucks big time. An adult soothes her own hurts and regulates her own anxieties. She doesn't depend on other people or on some substance to do this for her. She's able to sit with her feelings, cope with her pain, and even moderate her triumph if there's a reason to do so. You're an adult to the degree that you're a rock, firm, steady, and sure of yourself. But not so much a rock that you're rigid. When you bend gracefully, take the bad with the good, and live to fight another day. But don't bow down at every bully or blowhard that comes your way. Adults understand and practice moderation. They take the middle way. You know you're an adult when you have feelings, but your feelings don't run your show. You have disappointments, but not despair. You get angry, but not violent. You have fear, but you're brave. When you can compose yourself, you may be able to enjoy alcohol or even the harder stuff without needing it too much. You can appreciate, but don't require coffee to get you up in the morning or cigarettes or pills to get you through the day. We don't let babies use any of those substances because they can't handle them. When you can regulate your own feelings and anxieties, you don't have to be dependent on others to make you feel good. You can just enjoy people for who they are. And not needing people sets you free to love them. They don't have to be afraid to love you. You're low maintenance. Furthermore, when others have a bad day, you don't have to. You can empathize with them because their feelings will not be too much for you. You can be with anyone and go anywhere. Even the most difficult, toxic people will not be too much for you. If you do not have composure, you're easily hurt. It's like you have no skin on your body. Any little thing gets to you, people see right into you. You've always got your guts hanging out. If you don't have composure, you're constantly the victim and never get anywhere down the road to reconciliation because even the pebbles on the road bother your feet. No one can ever make amends to you without inflicting 100 other cuts in the process. Number 3, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled, How to Tell If You're Just Being a Big Baby by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. Thank you to Keith for this one, or at least the first half so far. I do think there's a fine line here when he talks about managing your own anxiety or not needing pills to get you through the day, or even with the example of alcohol. There are, of course, times when things won't fit neatly into this box. Maybe alcohol needs to be avoided because of genetics and family history of alcoholism. Maybe pills are needed because, well, for the same reason, basically, genetics and environment. The point of this article, at least I hope, isn't to shame you or me into feeling like we have to take the burden of everything all the time to be this quote-unquote adult, but really to watch out for the other side. Maybe if we're being too soft too often, which I think is a fair point. It's something we should watch out for, but again, this doesn't mean to just stop medication that you might rely on or feel bad about yourself if you don't have perfect composure in a not-so-great situation, or if you feel like you're putting a lot of work into something and not being helped. These are natural feelings. A better way is probably to dig deep and see what's really causing it and possibly get help with that process. But we're just halfway through the article for now. I'll finish the rest tomorrow. So with that, thank you for being here and listening every day, and I'll see you tomorrow with the rest of this post and where your optimal life awaits.